Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do-do-do-do.
Exciting and new. Online, They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
Christina, can you see my junk?
Yeah, nobody's commented on it. You know what? If no one comments on it, then let's just shut the fuck up about it.
It's okay to see a little bit of my underwear.
Yep. Yeah, right? Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show.
Are we rolling?
If your intimate portrait, Poodle just said, it's okay to see a little bit of my underwear.
You don't see it. You can't see it where you are.
Y'all, if you're...
You can't see it where you are.
If you're with us, there's a space in the couch, and you're sitting right here.
Hi. No. Where you are on the couch, you can see my underwear.
You can see my junk. And if you're in the audio, just listening to the podcast,
you're lucky.
You're lucky. You're the luckiest one.
I've got on underwear that say Sunday on them.
I'm glad it's Sunday.
Thank God it's Sunday.
That would be like that commercial. It's Wednesday, Gary.
It's Wednesday.
All right.
Boy, someone remembers every line they've been given to say on a commercial.
Yeah, you pay me for it. I'll remember it. Sure will. Actually, I didn't say that line.
This is reality gaze.
Yes, this is reality gaze.
Did you just say you reacted to it?
I reacted to it, yeah, I acted.
You know that's not, doesn't count.
It was Shakespearean. I mean, truly. A lot of Meisner I used for that role.
Yeah. This is gross.
Y'all, this is season 6, episode 5, part...
Yeah.
Part 2. What's
love,
it called?
Love takes hostages. I don't still know what this means.
I think it's a very overblown title for a very boring episode.
That's fair. That's fair. I don't think we have any announcements this episode. We're finishing up the tell-all. We're going to do that.
The single life tell-all, which was very dramatic.
It was very dramatic.
Lots of yelling. Mother Debbie just yelling at Jess.
Pee-wee just.
Pee-wee.
Pee-wee was off the chain.
Y'all, Pee-wee is going to be brutal.
He was like, bro, just his voice became like this.
Yes. Yes. And then Jess was a liar. It's a lie,
and
Jess.
And Jess's
husband, Brian.
Husband, who if you opened up his head, there would just be like music from the band Fish playing.
And air. And air.
There's nothing. He is an empty-headed moron.
He is one of the stupidest people I've ever seen on TV.
He's kind of like,
yeah,
but you called him that.
It's bad.
He's really dumb.
Really done. There is a sub. We should. I feel like we would not be good 90 Day Fiance podcasters if it's a bit of a spoiler. If you haven't seen the tell all, turn it off for the next 10 or 30 seconds.
But you know, I haven't seen all of it yet.
Well, but you saw this. Colt got married.
Colt's married.
Colt is married. Colty.
How
married to Vanessa?
How is it possible that I'm actually happy for them?
I don't know how either. We're going to discuss
you,
that.
So you're happy for them too?
I am.
And I'm happy for almost no one.
And I'm happy for them. And I appreciated Colt's comments all during the I don't know what's happening.
Like, seriously, y'all, when I say, oh, I'm so happy for you, I'm usually not.
He's usually not.
I'm usually phoning it in.
Yeah.
I'm happy for them. I can't believe I'm saying it. I don't know.
It was very dramatic, but I was watching it, and my boyfriend said, fuck, I just went on a walk on the beach and did a meditation, and this just stressed me out. Because they're all screaming. Lots of screaming.
They are all screaming. Anyway, it's a lot of screaming. But then there's like a weird moment where things change completely, and I was just like, what happened?
We're going to talk about it. There's some Fernanda. Robbie comes back, and
Robbie looks good. But so does. Well, we can't give away a ton.
But well, her roommate. But Robbie looks. I think he's
roommate.
I think Robbie's way hotter.
He was. Me too. Robbie was wearing makeup too.
Can we talk about Mario?
Mario
Kelly's brother.
Ooh. Oh, I wasn't there yet. Oh. I haven't seen that. I haven't seen him.
Ooh. Hello.
That's weird because they seemed like they were finished with them when I saw it last.
Poodle still has 30 minutes left to watch because Poodle texted me and said, I have to take a break from this.
This is so dramatic.
It's like, so dramatic.
Today's already been a busy day. And I was like, I can't process anymore.
He was just full. So anyway, we're going to be recapping the tell-all, even though somebody's like, y'all just did.
There's a lot, though.
There's a lot.
There's a lot.
There's a lot,
there's a lot to talk about.
So that's going to be wrapping up.
Same time. We did just say, we do that.
An new episode of Extreme Sisters. We're recording this on Sunday, so new Extreme Sisters tonight.
Again, I can't. It's another tonight. Show. I am not looking forward
and
to that.
And we're going
to
be premiering our new Extreme Sisters theme song.
That's right.
This week.
The theme song is written.
So that's going to be happening. So we're going to talk to Chris Fair this week. Hopefully do a collab with her.
I'm excited about the theme song.
I am too.
I like it.
Anyway, lots of good stuff coming this week. And then our Back Curious, we're going to be dropping.
Next week.
Is it next week we're going to do?
It airs the 26th.
What is it again? Sorry, don't remember.
I only remind you stuff from day to day.
Don't remember.
You're going to be one of the like, what's your name again?
What's
your name, honey?
Oh, yes.
But, and people
you guys, when
just
I meet
to,
you, I'm going to meet you and I go, okay. And you say, hi, my name's Patricia. And I literally go, Patricia, 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 Patricia. And then 5 minutes later, I'm like,
that's why call everyone sugar. Y'all, yes. If he calls you sugar, he has no fucking clue what your name is.
Not always. But 50-50, yes.
Yeah. Where were we?
Exactly. We were talking.
I don't know.
We should just move on. We forgot what it was, and we'll move on. But we were talking about Chris Fair.
Extreme Sisters.
Extreme Sisters. And I think that's it. 90 Day Caribbean Love's coming. By Curious.
It's called the 40-year-old property version on Discovery Plus. Yes, it is a Discovery Plus show. Y'all, they get someone who's moving out of their parents' house.
Who's lived there.
Their whole life. So it's that mixed with...
With the property Reno brother. Reno's, like, it's going to be...
It's going to be good. I knew it would be right for us.
I'm excited.
Who's excited?
Me.
You know who's not excited? That was I started to make that a good transition, but it's not. Kalani. About anything. I don't think Kalani's been excited about anything for years.
Hold on, let me get the music.
Now it's time for the Tears of Kalani. Another segment of the Tears. Someone made a graphic. I need to post it on our Instagram. of wrapping up the title card of The Tears of Kalani.
Tears of Kalani.
Because she's always touching her face
yeah.
where the tears are.
Somebody tweeted us also, and somebody Instagram messaged me saying, what happened to the Facebook group? It's closed. Y'all, once a month we do a sissy snooze. We should have announced that. We'll try to be better. But we
you
just,
mean on the podcast?
We snooze the Facebook group just because a lot of big groups do this. It gives time for us to talk with the moderators, reassess, make sure the group is doing what the intentions are, and also our Facebook moderators.
Our moderators work really hard.
They work really hard.
Because y'all are fucking cuckoo.
Because y'all you're cuckoo.
Cuckoo.
Cuckoo, I'm going to post again. I'm going to post about this COVID, COVID cure.
I'm going to call the Michigan Attorney General and tell him he better get his stuff together.
I want to tag him in this sippy squad. Sip.
Yep.
God bless her.
I hope she gets everything coming to her.
She's a horrible villain.
I hope they sue her.
Yes.
I hope, because if you guys
I miss her from the show.
No, oh, me too. The attorney general told her that they're going to investigate when she
this is baked Stephanie y'all.
her whatever her cure was, her Latrestamine or whatever the stuff she injects into herself, the anti-aging also keeps you away from the cova.
Yeah, keeps so, away keeps cova away. Cova.
So you're not gonna get the cova.
You know I wouldn't lie because I'm Christian.
It gets the immune system going.
Because I'm Christian. I got Christian people.
You know, I came back,
I haven't paid to be here at all.
I came back from Leyville, Belize. Had bug bites all over my body.
Have a bug bite. Confuse me. Anyway.
We watched that 15-minute thing so you never had to.
So you never had to.
Those poor hostages.
Maybe that's where
it's from. Love takes hostages.
Maybe that's where it takes from. So anyway, y'all, that's the Sissy Snooze. We do it once a month. Everything's fine. Actually,
everything's more than fine.
The group is fantastic and really doing well, but we just take breaks.
Yep.
That's it. Thank you, Mod Squad. We love you.
Nothing's wrong.
We appreciate you.
Nothing's wrong to actually take a pause in an archive.
And you know what? Put down the phone. look at your kids. Like, or your
no,
husband.
Actually, look at your kid.
Yeah, look at your. Watch MacGyver. I don't know. Do something.
Go take a bath.
Take a bath. Take a walk. Fuck yourself with your vibrator. Whatever you want. Do what you need to do.
You do you, boo.
Do. But just get off Facebook. All right. Kalani.
So Tears of Kalani.
Guess who's back in town?
Pablo. Kalani, you want to get some cold coffee with me?
Blink.
What is...
That's when he's walking with his stirrups.
You know, blink.
How, oh, well, you know the sound.
Yeah,
the,
but you, not, blink is not a sound effect. Blink. No, it's like... Clink. Blink. Sometimes I feel like you were an alien sent that you aren't really taught normal words. Blink. No. I reject blink. I rebuke it. It's not real.
I rebuke Frappuccino. I just want a black
coffee.
Give me a black coffee, lady.
Plain coffee.
In fact, if it's not thick, I don't want it.
Remember when I was young and I used to take you to the shooting range?
So don't fuck with Papa Lo.
Yeah,
y'all.
That's right.
Papa Lo is back. Apparently he went to California.
He was
to
working.
Work, which just reinforces our theory, y'all. He's a hitman.
I believe it.
Papa Lo.
When you hear that voice in the darkness, duck.
If you are walking to your apartment and it's dark and Papa Lo, you just hear him turn on the light and he goes, howdy. You dead.
And you hear,
blink.
Because that's the sound of Spurs, evidently.
Spurs, blink. That's what they're called, like San Antonio. Anyway, that's what you're going to hear, and you're dead.
You're crazy.
So don't fuck with him. So they're going to go drive to get coffee.
Your mother told me you've been thinking about divorce, and I don't believe in it. Because in Samoa, we believe people get married and stay married.
And Kalani says, it's just been so one-sided for so long, and I feel like giving up. And I just want to say something. Getting divorced is not getting up.
I wanted to say that, too. And I think, and we want to say later on, Papa Lo says divorce is for people who give up.
And that's where she's getting it. Says. I'm going to say that, Sissy, if you get divorced, if you have gotten, that is not giving up. I think divorce is.
It feels like a celebration for me. When I get divorced, it's like at half.
You do get half. Ooh. That's why Poodle's.
It's called the emancipation of Miss Poodle Boudreaux.
It's true. She's living in California. She's going to live in California or New York where the divorce laws are very. Never going to find this bitch married in Idaho.
No. Need to get everything.
You need to get everything. But I just.
What is that? Darling, get everything.
Everything.
Is that Zsa Zsa Gabor?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
It's for Kalani. Divorce is just, it's not a backwards to me. It's not even like a forwards. It's just moving. It's transitioning to what you need in your life. And
I think it's that way. I think a lot of people think of divorce as failure, like your marriage failed. Mm-hmm. But I think this, the deeper thing in here is it's just not cultural for Samoans.
Yeah.
It is. So that's the big deal. So Papa Lo was definitely raised with that. Kalani really was probably raised with that idea. But
saw
not,
it in America. Although they are in Utah.
Yeah.
So I don't know what I'm imagining, because usually people that are more religious.
Well, she was a high-rated divorce. She was a good Mormon girl until she banged a Swalu.
Oh, wait. I forgot they were Mormon.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Siri, what's the divorce rate of Mormons?
Not making any point.
Okay. I found this on the web for what's the divorce rate of Mormons.
LD, yeah, I just wanted to make sure. I wanted to research before I actually said something, and that's as far as we researched. I knew it is low in divorce. No, we did know, but I just didn't want to make that assumption. But yes, so she's seen some divorce, but it's probably very much there. I bet a lot of Mormon people would say, or just I've heard very religious people say, why would you want to give up divorce and give up on this, like,
and give up on, especially when you have kids
with this marriage and
well, but you have to look at it also, if the kids are going to be around you, what's better? What's better for your kids? And maybe you can't answer this, but you know, if your kids are going to see you fighting, if your kids are going to grow up with neither of your husband or you being happy, what is better?
It's interesting because people think my parents.
Would you have rather had your parents stay together?
We've talked about this before, so I
because my parents are together.
Detail, but my parents divorced when I was right before my sophomore high school, a year of high school, and then later on told us we would have gotten divorced earlier, but we stayed together for your kids, and it made my brother feel
that
like shit.
Would have made me feel
so
guilty.
Don't ever tell your kids that. I have to say.
No, don't tell your fucking kids that, y'all.
When I think about the people that my dad and my mother went on to marry, that potentially could have been like, if they got divorced when I was like 10, that could have been my step-parents. Mm-hmm. I would not have enjoyed that. But, because they didn't really have the best pickers.
No.
Now, but some people do have amazing, and go on.
Your pickers off.
And they go off and marry people that is better. So I think in retrospect, I still think it would have been better for my parents to have gotten divorced, because what people don't realize, yes, you live with your children for 18 years of your life, but the patterns you teach your children are what they carry on for the rest of their
life.
Until they fucking work it out. So the patterns that my parents taught me about relationships and how to be in a relationship, I had to break.
Mm-hmm.
And that didn't happen till well into my 40s. And I think late 30s. I think if my mother and father had shown me what not only what a healthy marriage is like, but what a healthy divorce can be when two people, you know, can leave. And I think that, I don't know, I'd be interested to see how that would have affected me within my romantic relationships.
And no one can tell someone you should get a divorce.
And there's no right way, y'all. We're not giving you, you're living your life. I'm basically married. You're alone. And then, but we're not going to have kids. That's a whole different thing too. So
right.
That's why I feel like I feel like divorce is still something that is so traumatic to so many people in this country. But now, because it's so common, people have this idea of like, oh, yeah, you should just deal with it.
Yeah.
And I think from a mental health standpoint, it's still a very traumatic thing for families that often isn't like, I would love to see more groups of divorced parents. You don't see that promoted a lot. I know there are, those things are out there, but it's just not. It's the normalization of talking about the trauma of divorce is not normalized, I don't think.
I think there are like support groups for it, but
we don't see memes about divorce.
Yeah.
You know, we don't see, and a lot of people honestly are like, yeah, my parents got divorced too.
It seems
big deal.
Like such a normal thing.
But it, just because it's quote unquote normal,
right,
doesn't mean it's not traumatic.
No, it's true.
Maybe that'll be my new charity, my new platform. It won't.
It won't.
It won't.
So Papa Lowe, all I could see is the chocolate cupcake he had in front of him.
Once that was on screen, Poodle was transfixed.
So now I'm thinking about it again. And he says you have...
Probably had just kind of like, it's a little sweet, but probably not too much. And it hits you in the back
maybe
of the
mouth. Little salty.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hits you on the back.
So... He says, you have to change a little, too, because you have two boys now. And he says, I don't even think they have divorce lawyers in Samoa. So
I mean, he's saying basically you have to accept it. And it's what sucks about it is, I mean, she was a baby when this happened, practically.
Yep.
You know, she was so young. I know she was
mid-20s.
But she was just so young and probably so naive. And so it's just such a young age to...
I don't think she's as young as you think. She's 30s now.
She is?
Mm-hmm.
We really don't know people's ages on this show.
We?
Oh, you said that. You said that Yara was in her 30s.
You speak in the collective. I said Yara was 28.
No, you said someone was in their... You said Julia was in her 30s and people came for you.
No, I said Julia
Gary
was...
Gary, roll that tape.
I said Julia was 28
You said one of them was in her 30s.
Yara's 25, Julia's 26.
I don't remember. Anyway, so now Dad says, if you didn't have boys, I wouldn't bat one eye at one.
That's
eye
interesting.
At it.
Isn't it interesting?
But it's because you have boys. And also, Kalani is probably dealing with, similar to what Shoulders McGee, Tiffany is dealing with, is that they know if I divorce this person when my kids are young, my kids could potentially have to go to fucking Samoa
for
like 4 to 6 months. And what the fuck? That's terrifying to
her. I think this parallels what a lot happens to American. There's this idea of, as soon as I have a family, I need to kind of not live for myself. And whatever I do, I need to live for my kids. Or I need to... My only path is my happiness doesn't matter. It only matters my kids' happiness. But that is a simplification, because a lot of times your own happiness is going to completely determine whether your child's going to be happy or not.
I remember when there was a child psychologist and a family therapist who once on Oprah said the priority should be for people. They were talking about what's your priorities. Yeah. And a lot of people said God first, and that's great. And then but their second, and the woman said, not counting God, what's your first priority? And all the women that were mothers said their children first. And one mother said, me, my marriage to my husband, and then my children.
And she was reviled.
Eviscerated her. And the psychologist explained, but if you're supporting yourself, if you are giving and nurturing your marriage, it all filters into the family of your children, into your life. And so
it also kind of says that you can do different things at one time. I'm just thinking that people always say, you hear that a lot of, I stayed with my husband for the kids.
And I'll be honest. I said not to do it, but if I was Kalani or Tiffany right now, I might stay at least for like, I would not want my baby to go over to South Africa for 6 months.
Yeah.
No fucking way.
Well, she's already saying that.
But I would make it a very concentrated effort of getting this I think it getting my marriage in order. Again, two gay white men talking about child rearing.
Explain marriage.
Explain. But actually, we're not talking about a childhood and marriage. I think we talk about this because we have so many girlfriends that are divorced, that we hear the guilt they put on themselves.
Yeah.
So we want to speak to that.
And I have lots of friends who have
divorced
parents.
You've also fucked a lot of married men, so that you know about that.
True.
With
children.
Yeah.
I'm like, do I have to meet the child again?
I mean, not married, divorced. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Divorced, I should say.
I'm like, does that mean I have to become a stepmom? Can we, have you ever heard of a little thing called boarding school?
So now Papa Lo is saying, you have to fight. And Dad's like, it seems like he is changing. Be patient with him.
And then she says, you don't have a time limit like I do, basically.
Yeah, Papa Lo's like, again, it's easier for Papa Lo, like it's easier for us to give advice because we're not fucking in it.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, no matter what anybody says, y'all, if you're in the situation, you need to be still.
Do what's good for you.
Get with your God. Get with God. Get whatever, yourself, your inner self, and do what's good for you.
Yeah.
So Papa Swelu and Papa Kalani and Swelu are going to go play golf. they're talking about cricket. And
I thought
that
this is going to go terribly, but Swelu's not bad. He's not great.
Swelu, he's not bad.
He plays volleyball.
I want to say something.
Don't know.
If you're sitting on this couch and for some reason when you saw Papa Lo play golf and you were a little attracted to him, raise your hand.
No, I'm not. No, no, you have weird likes.
I don't know why, but I was a little attracted to him. He's wearing those shorts, kind of preppy shirt. I saw his
tattoos.
This
is more trauma.
I just thought, I was kind of like, whoa.
This is like Papa Plath, which is fucked up.
You know
up.
What? I retracted that.
It was weird
lighting. He looked attractive for 5 minutes, and I took it back. Papa Lo, however, I think if I shaved his beard and kind of trimmed up that beard, I know that's his culture, so I don't want to offend him, but I'm saying for my personal taste, if we kind of shaved his face and it's just some scruff, I think he could get it.
No.
And he's got that bald head?
No.
Okay.
No. We're saying no.
Okay. We should move on.
I just want to, have something that just comes down and goes, no. Like those guns that fire and it goes bang. I want to have a gun that goes, no.
You know what? I've always seen those and I've never, like on television, I've never seen one in real life. Have you?
This is a ridiculous question.
Do they even make them?
I don't think so.
I don't think they do.
This is already off the rails.
So, y'all, they're golfing, yes.
They're just talking about...
How you getting along? And I heard Kalani's been talking about divorce.
Divorce. He does say blink. It with just like...
Blink. Blink. He does say divorce. Like, very dramatic.
And Asuelu's like, well, I'm not sure, actually, how we're getting along. And he's like, we have big issues in our communication.
And he said, why did she, I didn't know this was so serious. Why did she talk about divorce without telling me? And I went, and I want to ask you, didn't she? Has she mentioned this in front of him?
I don't think she's brought it up recently. She's brought it up before, but I think since he's been new Asuelu or Asuelu
2.0,
she hasn't mentioned it because she doesn't want to rock the boat. She's so afraid she doesn't want to fight with him. And
that's true.
I think this shakes Asuelu because he starts crying a little bit.
Yeah, he says, I'm working on my communication. And Papa Lo said, you know, Kalani's mom and I, we went through the same thing. She's an American woman. I mean, he said, we had a really hard time, but we got through it.
But it's interesting. Papa Lo, though... is a completely different person than Asuelu.
He is. And I also want to make a point. Mom, it seems to be, from what we're saying, Kalani's mom seems to have a totally different narrative than her father.
Yeah.
So, like, if So I feel like Kalani is getting mixed, because I feel like her mom has been more supportive of the divorce. She doesn't think it's going to work out. She's ready for them to move on. But yet dad is saying, don't give up, and guilting her and say, keep trying.
It is weird. So I think Kalani, more than anybody else, mom isn't pushing divorce either.
But we haven't heard her say not.
She hasn't.
So just need to know what the united front is on that. But that's when he cries and he says, I really appreciate you taking me out. And Papa Lo says, hey, man, I'm here for you. And he's glad he has his back. And he said, but it's so, Suelo gets so scared by this because, y'all, for him,
he could be deported.
For him, if they get divorced, he loses everything. And I don't think he talks a lot about Samoa and his love for it, but do you think he wants to go back there?
No, because he might, but he would be devastated being away from his kids.
Because I do think he loves his kids.
I think so, too.
So, yeah.
Yeah. It's
That's
it's,
all I have.
It's not good.
It's not good. It's not good, but it's also...
rough going on the tears of Kalani this episode.
But you know what I do like about this segment? It's real in that I've heard these conversations with people in our lives all the time.
No, you're right. No, it's divorce.
Well, you still looked at my hand. You're afraid I'm going to hold your hand?
I'm afraid you're going to try to hold my hand.
One hand. Make up my heart. How it ends.
I don't know either.
There you go. Y'all, we need to take a commercial. But
the commercial, the wasn't the right key. So it was hard for me.
Yeah, Yeah, that was it.
La, da, da, da.
It's done. Put a pin in it. I'm using that. Put a pin in it.
Put a pin in it. You're done.
Joby
that means
and
to
Yara,
come back till later.
They're coming up next. We also are going to be talking about Mike and Natalie. And believe me, we might be talking to some other, you know what? I just want to say, y'all, we're going to Oklahoma.
It's a really good get.
And it's a really good
get. It's a really good get. Their schedule was booked, but they worked us in.
We got them. All right. We'll see you after the break.
Bye.
Poodle, I got to tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No. The doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my, important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, We've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all black classics to fun expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Caw!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Who's Tracy?
I miss her.
Who's Tracy?
I miss Lindsay Huber. Not Huber.
Is it Hubbard?
Hubbard.
Who knows?
I know Lindsay Huber. Or I know a Kim Huber.
We're That's in a gray area, and it's a gay area. We're in a gay area.
Always.
And we need to move on.
Let's talk about Jovi and Yara.
Jovi Child.
Jovi Child.
Having the baby.
I don't like your Cajun accent.
We're down on the bayou, baby.
Baby. Close enough.
Anyway.
I wrote down, Yara looks great.
She does.
Y'all,
there's a lot of women out there going, this bitch just had a baby because she looks great.
It's pretty ridiculous. They're going out, and Mama Gwen, Mama Jovi Child, she gonna want that baby. She gonna feed that baby some etouffee. She gonna give that baby all kind of love, and she gonna give that baby a lanyard.
Exactly.
That was my neighbor slamming their door.
And I'm like, thank you. Thank you.
She gonna bring a present to baby. She gonna bring a cado to the baby. Cado. What kind of cado?
So Yara's nervous to leave, but they're going on this anyway. And so, yeah. So Gwen is there. She brings a gift. And Yara says, why not Gucci?
She goes, it's Polo. Why not Gucci? She's label whore. I love it.
It's cute, though. And Jovi's kind of saying, you know, they go and they go to their place. They're going to this place to eat and drink. And Joey says, maybe I will get lucky. And Yara's like, you won't get lucky tonight.
As Joey says, yo, Yara's just like, I can't have sex because Joey's
I
just.
I mean, it's Joey, been a long time.
She's just, I can't have sex because Yara's like pushed a baby out of her vagina.
Out of her vagina.
You know.
Like down the vaginal wall.
That's what happens.
The vaginal
evidently.
Canal went the baby. And so.
Last time we had sex was actually the night Mila was
conceived.
We think it like helped with all the pressure.
Oh yeah, okay, yeah. They yeah.
The baby's like,
she's like, get me out of here. I've got to see in daddy's dick.
That's a really disturbing thing to say.
That's the fourth version of Look Who's Talking that they decided not to release. Didn't make the editor's cut.
Get me out of here. I'm tired of seeing daddy's dick.
You see a baby inside there.
And the baby goes.
A dick just kind of popping up and out.
The baby goes.
Yeah.
No. And get me out of here. I'm tired of seeing daddy's dick.
It's the voice of Sandra Bernhardt. Not Bernard, but Sandra Bernhardt, who's just saying, get me the fuck
Sarah
out
Bernhardt.
Of here. Sarah Bernhardt, yes.
Not Sandra Bernhardt.
Same thing.
So. He basically is talking to her. Usually when I talk to Yara about something, I just like buy her a new bag, but can't really do that right now.
Because he was saying that's basically what he was doing is that when he was gone, he would buy her things, and he can't do that now
because he needs to tell her
something.
He's leaving early.
I guess I feel like you should have told her beginning. But
well, this happened with Russ, who did the same thing.
So I guess it's like part of their job.
Yeah,
that because especially with COVID, but
and he has to quarantine. He has to quarantine.
Yeah, he was supposed to have a few weeks left, but then he has to find out he's got to leave in a few days. And I think this is real, y'all, because Yara starts full on crying, and she's just like,
"Well, like she's probably like
it's really hard
postpartum right now, and all your emotions are
even all that aside."
And she also left her baby for the first time.
Yes, and so she's. I kind of hope she relents and moves in with Gwen.
Me too.
I think that would be good for her.
But she even says, she's like, I did not move to this country to move in with my mother-in-law.
That said, though, I know she didn't plan on having a baby this early, but she did know Joey's job.
Yeah.
She did know his job.
I think I said this on the last episode they were on. I think it's great to watch these two becoming parents. I don't think there's a lot of drama here. Aside from being new parents.
I think it's like the normal drama because a lot of people have to deal with their husband or right. spouse or whoever staying
right.
is working. And that if someone's staying home, they have to deal with that.
I'm saying there's not a lot of the drama is of situation.
Yeah.
And unlike personal drama like Asuelu and Kalani.
Yes.
And
because they're both Yara and Jovi are like good people and not crazy, super crazy, you know? And
We think.
And so Yara says, she's like, but the game, she's like, I'm trying to play. She totally messes up. But I think what she means to say is that she's trying to play the game. And every time the goalpost gets moved
right.
down the road,
they just keep moving along. You should just harmonize instead of taking the high.
That's a good
It's a really song. Good song.
Why aren't they making a Broadway show of that?
Like
that people go see.
Smash? Because it wouldn't hang together. Like the version of Marilyn or the show Smash?
The version of Marilyn.
Bombshell. Because it's never really written.
They should write it. Didn't one of them die?
No.
Oh, no, I'm thinking of somebody else.
I don't know. It's so old-fashioned in a way.
And no, musical is not that way now.
It's not the way we're... We're not there the way
we
used
to be. Get back there.
I know.
So... So she's not ready for him to go, and she said, and Yara's not just thinking about...
I think they did a reading one night.
They did a reading, yeah. Mm-hmm. Megan Hilty just posted about it, because it's been like a year anniversary or something, mm-hmm. to a year. Yara says that it's also for him, he's going to lose such an important time with Myla.
Yeah, he said, I'm worried about
and that's
losing
hard for
all
him.
His time
he's,
with Myla.
Because he's going to come back to a different baby.
I know.
4 months
it
from
is sad.
1 month, it's a different baby. So, anyway, it's a lot. It's a
I don't
shitty
know.
Situation.
Get let me come back the time when a baby's talking. Going, hello, daddy.
Oh, wow.
Hello there, son.
Jovi says, well, you know, I always find
a way to make things work.
And I'm like, you kind of don't always do that, Jovi, but sure. But then Jovi says this all the time. He's like, it's just this one time and then life will be good. And I'm like, are you quitting your job and then staying with her? Because if it's just this one time, you're going to work your job and be gone once again.
That's Joby's philosophy. It's always like...
No, that's what I'm saying. He
right
always
now,
says this.
Right now. It's
but
like...
it's going to be good.
It's going to be fine.
But that pisses Yara off because Yara remembers everything. And she remembers 4 months down the road when she's like, Joby, you said this only be one time and now you're leaving again, Joby.
Yeah, it is annoying. I don't know what's going on outside.
Something's happening. I think two people are fist fucking. I don't know. But Jovi does say, if you go stay with mom, I know you were safe there.
That's true.
Jovi.
I think that's it. That's all I had for them. It's a very short little segment.
I don't want to do the next one.
We're going to Oklahoma.
Wizard of Oz was.
That's Kansas, baby. Kansas, baby.
Oh, it's the same thing.
But they're close.
It's the same thing.
Y'all...
we're leaving Scream.
Mike and Natalie are on the road again. They're on the road to go to the airport to go to Oklahoma.
And y'all, I kind of felt for Natalie right now because she's not a morning person.
She's
her
not.
Her face has still got pillow marks on it. She's just like, she's sitting over there real crusty in the car, like, don't touch me.
And Mike's all like, hi ho!
He is a morning person.
He gets up at like 3 a.m.
Yeah, and she's like he's like just throw. There are some times when they act cute together, and I can actually see them where they what they
but
like about one another.
But it's not real.
It is.
It's not there. So they're acting cute, but they're acting. They're acting the way you think you're supposed to be in a relationship. And they never are being their authentic selves.
And she's just so...
I just read them.
She's so irritable. She's just like, you need to make your golubsky or whatever it is. She's like, traditional dishes should be made by people who are traditional, who are native.
Native.
Yeah.
And Natalie does that. She'll like say something. She goes like, And I imagine like, I think Natalie thinks she's a witch. Because she says something and she's like, just a spill, just a spill. She's like always moving or something. It makes no sense.
I just wrote also, he's so fucking annoying on the way to the airport. Just being like, can't wait to see mama.
Can't wait to see mom. Yep. Yep. We're going to ignore everything. Everything's going to be okay. But don't worry with your mom. But it's not now. We're not going to worry about that now. And then I wrote, and Natalie says this later, and I said, yep, Natalie, welcome. That's all he ever is going to do is completely ignore your feelings.
Yep.
And that's what this has been about from the very get-go. If he had acknowledged Natalie's feelings and heard her from the get-go, I think they could still be together.
Possibly.
But he completely ignores everything she says.
I think for him, I'm not defending him here, I think that's how he handles adversity, is only trying to see the only possibility of a good outcome.
I'm not
addressing the inherent problems that could be there.
But he's using that in a way to completely, again, gaslight her and make her feel stupid for things she's saying.
I'm saying, do you think that's intentional?
At this point, I think it's probably, I wonder if there's a little bit of that, only because you have to be maybe he's that dumb. You have to be pretty stupid to have been on a reality show for this long and had seen yourself on this many seasons.
Yeah.
So maybe he doesn't watch the show at all, but he does. They do.
I'm confused what you're saying.
It's a difference of, there's a difference of behaving one way, and there the difference of behaving one way, and then the difference of behaving a way, and then seeing yourself on television act that way.
No, I get that. I'm saying, what do you think that just seeing his behavior would make him realize it?
But I don't know. He's pretty emotionally idiotic. Like he does. I don't think he has a lot of emotional sense.
I'm not saying this is good. I'm just saying I think this is how he deals with everything.
I agree with you. I think it's how he deals with everything.
Yeah.
And I think he has no emotional intelligence at all.
That's true.
And Natalie actually, again, she's one eye blink away from lunacy, but she has a little bit more. So she can't understand why, at least when I tell you something and then you don't hear it at all.
Right.
That is so frustrating to her.
And it's weird because sometimes they'll seem to communicate, and then the other day we're back to not talking at all.
No. Yeah.
Their segments frustrate the shit out of me.
They need to not be together.
Well, if the rumors are true, they're not.
Yeah, the rumors are that they're not, but none of that is substantiated.
But no, she says Mike ignores that there's a problem, and that's exactly the truth.
That's exactly what he does.
And I will say, that's a very, not that Mike was raised in the South, it's a very Southern approach.
That's a very, male approach.
But I think in the South, even women, you ignore that there's a problem. And you just keep going.
Yeah, I think definitely, yeah.
Because it's harder, much harder to talk about your feelings.
Not familiar. No, I agree. I think it's not even maybe like South. I think that's a country way of life, mm-hmm. too. Like, look, you know, it's just, you grow up in the country, things happen, your child gets mauled by a bear, dies, you keep on moving. Stuff happens, you know?
Sometimes your child gets mauled by a bear.
Yeah, you know?
Or, as you said, your mom sees the light go out of your stepfather's eyes.
Or like the Journey Cakes. His mom died when he was nine.
Journey Case?
Journey Cake. That was his last name. Shane Journey Cake.
Who?
A kid from elementary. His mom died when she was young.
What's his name?
Journey Cake. His last name's Journey Cake.
What's his first name?
Shane.
Shane Journey Cake?
Yeah, like the word journey and then cake.
That is a made-up name. No one's name is Journey Cake.
That's his name.
What root would that even be?
That was her name, Journey Cake.
Journey Cake.
Yeah.
Were they native?
I don't know. I think they like cake.
No, this is stupid.
No, really.
This is absolutely absurd.
I can look it up on Facebook.
No, I don't want you to look up anything on your phone.
But okay. Well, I'm just saying. It's real.
I don't want to give this any more airtime than it deserves. Good Lord.
I forgot
there
what
was no one named Shane Journey Cake. Y'all, if you're not listening and you watch, if you're listening to the podcast, he just showed me a name, which is indeed the word journey plus the word cake.
He's a sweet guy. Sweet guy.
And he died?
No, his mom did, very young. But I remember, though, like people, obviously, even that, even big, but I say like country folk, people are kind of like, well, you just got to keep on going. And I remember them thinking.
How did we get onto this?
But I remember them thinking, but your mother died. That's horrible. I was saying that Mike doesn't acknowledge Natalie's feelings and honestly Natalie's pain and sadness. No, I'm just
we have to move on. He
dated Teretaw Farrell for a little bit.
Of course she did, because no, Teretaw Farrell has a connection to everything. So you guys in Tulsa, Kip Winger from the band obviously is picking them up.
Her hair
is it's full on guitarist from Def Leppard. Kip Winger, one of them. It's not even playing anymore.
Like, you guys, it's exciting to see what her house is going to look like because someone.
Oh! Holy hell!
Because someone with this haircut is not going to have a grasp on what's happening in the world.
No.
Their Southern Living is not being plopped on their doorstep.
This house, we're talking about
Magnolia Magazine, she don't get.
Joanna Gaines?
Yeah, Gaines? Who?
Didn't she used to date your cousin?
Property Brothers? Is that real estate agency out in Bartlesville? Are they from Miami?
They're Miami. They
Tecumseh?
She's basically sitting there in her with her kind of her Mike's mom's face. Trish is always doing Trish. This. I'm going to do her face. She goes like,
mm-hmm.
It's always kind of small eyes and just pursed lips. Mm. And she goes, I just don't think they're really right for each other.
Just don't think they're right for each other.
Now. You can tell when Natalie doesn't like someone by when she comments on their fashion.
That's what I wrote too.
And oh, with the lovely shirt, Trish.
Love it. It's beautiful. Y'all, it's a fucking plaid shirt.
That shirt came from the men's collection at Lee.
At Lee, yes. But she got it at a Catholic consignment store.
It's lovely. It's put it in a shirt.
She probably went out like to that big one that they have out in Veneta with the world's largest McDonald's.
You're stopping by talking about Oklahoma.
It's
places.
Over an interstate, actually. You drive under the McDonald's. It is a big. It might be the world's largest anymore, but it was for a long time.
I can't talk about more Oklahoma towns. You're not allowed anymore.
Or Marlowe. They had a good one,
she's
too.
She's so obvious. She is so obvious. The worst poker face about that. When she's either nervous, she just acts like such a sycophant. And everyone, especially someone like Mama Mike, who can see right through it.
So here's my question to you. Do you think she's acting? Because she was an actor where she lived.
Oh, of course she's acting. This is how she behaves.
I was going to say, do you think she's acting or she thinks, I think Natalie wants them to feel uncomfortable. I think she wants them to know she's not comfortable with them. Because she's pissed off about what she said.
I don't think she's that far ahead in any of her reactions to anyone. I think she is so stuck in her head. She probably can't even think what she said afterwards.
Possibly, yeah, I can see that too.
Those all seem like random diarrhea of the mouth moments anyway, that she's so nervous.
Oh, boy.
I don't think Natalie or Mike have anything they're doing that has designs. I think everything they're doing is coming off of the way they process things, and they're not even trying to see the world in any other way.
No. Well, you know, speaking of not trying, Mama Trisha, because Mama Trisha says, you know, there haven't been any confrontations, but I would love for there to be one. So she's already
ready for a fight. She's ready to go.
And Natalie says, well, I hope that if there's anything happens between me and Trish, Mike will take my side.
Good luck, honey.
Good luck.
Especially with a good smothered contestant or I love a mama's boy like
good
this one.
Good luck, Natalie.
Now, he's going to Oklahoma for a couple of things. For Thanksgiving, and it was his birthday, and also Mama's birthday. Did you ever celebrate your birthday with your mom?
No, because my mother's birthday is in December.
But would you have?
If we were...
I can kind of see it.
If we were together, born at the same time, it would be fun to take a mama son trip and celebrate her
birthday.
Like
Mother Boy from Arrested Development?
That'd be fun, yeah.
No.
We go to a spa day.
There's no such thing, by the way. Stuff. Let me clarify. There's no such thing as a mother's trip. That's not a thing that you do.
I think we would make it. It would become our tradition.
It's not a thing you do with gay sons.
We get our nails done. My mom loves a massage. You know, we had past life readings done together. We did that.
Oh, God. There's,
no, we did. With it. Yeah, we did that. Where was
she believe in that?
Well, no, I had her read that book, Many Lies, Many Masters. And she was like, she called me. She's like, we're connected. I said, I think so, too. Oh, so we Lord. Think we've been in past life stuff. And we even went out over in Pioneer. They had a woman who's a psychic. And so we went out. No, not Pioneer. Piedmont. It's outside of Oklahoma City.
No, that's it. So, no more.
I'm just saying. I had a friend who lived in Piedmont.
So
she died.
Let's talk about the house.
Sure.
Okay. It's kind sure. of, it's wooden.
Hold on. Let me just picture it.
First of all, you walk in and
got a bad taste in my mouth.
And all you can kind of, first of all, what's this house smell like? What does this house smell like?
Guess that smell. I'll guess it. A can of open SpaghettiOs from 1982.
Ding! I was gonna say old tomato sauce, but that's close enough.
Yeah, with that fake kind of cheese smell, uh-huh. in it, even though there's not cheese in it.
Yep. I'm gonna add Freesia, uh-huh. or Freesia that
yeah,
uh-huh. Yeah, that from candles, mm-hmm. or other air fresheners.
Mm-hmm.
I'd also like to add mildew.
I was going to say dust.
Yeah.
So that's in the same, you know, definitely.
Right.
And probably some type of cat piss, but she probably doesn't have a cat and no one knows.
People's like, have you have a cat here? Nope, never have.
Not familiar.
So
y'all, this house, Natalie. Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah, wow. Again, poker face. Where'd you go?
Poker face. Wow. Trish collects so many pigs.
Trish, there are so many pigs. Trish.
Which I get because my Aunt Gail, her maiden name was Hogsett, so she collects pigs.
How is that spelled?
Hogsett, Hogsett. So she has hog in her name.
I've heard Hogsett, Shahoxit.
Not eggs, it's with the S.
Hogsett?
Yes, her family's from Oklahoma City as well. So they were from Oklahoma, more than northern Oklahoma
Your
City.
Your Aunt Gail, as you say, not Gail.
G-A-I-L.
But you say Gail.
Like, I said Gail.
Now you said it like I did.
Okay, Aunt Gail. And so she, love her. She's actually Italian. Makes a great lasagna. You wouldn't know it, but that's on the mother's side. But anyway, she collected pigs for years. But then she had six kids, and they all destroyed them. So no more.
Again, a nice story.
I'm just saying.
So
I get, though, collecting things. Because where we're from, are people...
No, this is women. Not a collection. This is an obsession because your life is empty.
Wow.
No, y'all, in every single room, this is like Dolores Claiborne's boss. who collected China pigs. I think one of those China pigs would have been worth more than everything in Mama Trisha's house.
Who's Dolores Claiborne?
Stephen King's novel, the movie with Kathy Bates.
Oh!
The woman collected China pigs.
Mercy. No, what's that movie called? Midwife.
Misery. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Kathy Bates, the actress.
Not familiar. I'm kidding. I know Kathy Bates. I haven't ever seen Misery, though. It's scary. It's Stephen King. I don't want to see it.
These are dramas that people should see.
Is it good?
It's a great movie.
I'd watch it. I'd watch it now.
Little weird when she breaks his legs and hobbles him.
Isn't that when she says, this is going to hurt me more than
yes.
hurt you?
You bit a dirty bird, Paul.
Wait, maybe I did see Misery. I think I did. Long time ago. Anyway.
So, y'all.
Okay, you're right. This is not a collection. This is an obsession.
This is a problem.
It's bad.
This is like hoarder style. People would come to your house.
There's also
these.
Shit all over her house.
And it'd be different if they were presented in a way that was somewhat, I don't know, a collection, but they're everywhere. There seems to be more than one, like more than one of a certain type of pig. It seems like an obsession.
It's not like.
I liked it when she didn't have a reason. They're like, why pigs? She's like, I don't know.
Why not? Just came to me. And Natalie, I feel like her house is a museum. Impressive.
I like more style classic.
She's like, and then Trish is like, and then once I'm gone, you inherited it all.
And Natalie's like, ooh.
And then they're sitting there, and Trish says, first of all, there's an owl lamp in the background that is well lit, which I think I kind of remember like somebody having. Like in the early 80s.
It's
like, y'all, she hasn't bought anything from, she hasn't bought a furnishing from even Walmart since 1991.
I was going to say 30 years.
At least. Why would you do
there
that?
This whole place is styled with like Midwestern and Western. We're talking, I think it's even older than 91. I think the ethos of this place is like 84.
And she's only lived here for 5 years. So
that's
she,
right.
So she's moved these things there, y'all. She packed all these pigs and moved them to Oklahoma.
Anyway,
yeah,
so
there's an Alan, and Trish says, here, can I take your coat and put it in the antique
could
baby
I put
bed?
It in the antique crib that just sits around.
Y'all, she still has the crib that Mike was born in.
Probably still
in.
Has his amniotic fluid on it from the belly button.
Is that creepy to you?
It's creepy that this that just sits there. That should be in storage or in your attic.
It's just sitting in the room.
Maybe there's
just
no attic. It's creepy, though.
Definitely not a basement. We don't have a lot of basements in Oklahoma because of clay dirt. It moves.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, so she wouldn't have that. But an attic at least. But it was like open and part of the decorations.
It was weird. You know, speaking of everything in this house, we're really excited that we have, we needed to get their take on this. And we had
two
of the pigs from Mike's mom's collection.
Yes. One of the pigs is when Mike and Natalie go in the bedroom. It's one of the pigs on the wall.
Mortimer.
Mortimer.
Mortimer is his name.
And then there was one sitting by in the kitchen, the one that had the, like a pig with the rolling pin.
Yes.
With a little smile. And her name was Daisy.
Okay.
So we've got an exclusive interview
with Daisy and Mortimer.
Daisy and Mortimer.
How are we going to do this?
Mortimer, glad you're here on the show. Thanks for being here.
It's called suspension of disbelief.
Yeah.
Way to go.
Way to go.
At least this.
Exactly.
Well, I'm pretty privileged enough to be here. Thank you very much. I was honored to get your phone call.
Well, sorry I'm late.
So I am late, Mortimer.
That's the last time you'll talk over me, Daisy.
Sorry, Mortimer. Are we talking about Miss Trish?
Oh, you mean the woman who cleans the house and does the things for us? Yes.
The things she does in the kitchen just horrify me.
Yeah, like when she uses the egg beaters on her no-no place.
I don't think she's making butter.
No. She definitely likes butter.
I've been
used to smear it all over her body before.
Wow!
Yeah, you've had to see that. The things that we've seen, I wouldn't want anybody.
My rolling pin's gone places it shouldn't go. So, Mortimer, I want to ask you,
what is your favorite part of the day with Miss Trish?
You know, I think if I had to give a favorite part, it would be when she decides to come to every pig that is one of hers and give each of us a birthday greeting.
Oh, I love it. Sorry, I left. I'm back again.
Like when she says,
oh, yeah, the birthday
like for
song.
Mine, she says, Mortimer, Mortimer, Mortimer Joe. Every day, don't you know I love you? What is yours, Daisy? Sing your song that she sings to you every morning.
Mine is, hey, babe. It's your day. Love you, baby boo. Which is confusing because I'm not a babe.
Yeah, you know what?
I'm a babe.
The strangest thing is
that movie set us back. Tell me about it. Our people
have had to deal with a lot over the years.
Oh, fucking babe, what's bullshit?
You know, but that tune you also hummed was also her mama's tune.
Her mama's tune. that's what they call mama tune.
Anyway, to tell you more, it's not a bad life here.
Oh, no, it's just...
If you can take the being rubbed on her vulva.
Well, and I know I don't like the swingers.
No.
I don't like the swingers. Many men, the ranch hand.
There are strange men about.
Yes. And one of them is a hairdresser, so her hair just doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't.
Anyway, I feel awkward now. We should go.
Oh, no, I've just got here.
No, Mortimer, all we have time for today, Mortimer.
No, I need to talk about the times when I was on the vaudeville circuit.
You know what, Mortimer? We're going to see you later. Mortimer and Daisy, thank you so much for being here. I don't think you're going to come back.
I hope not. That was not great.
Y'all, some things hit, and sometimes doesn't go good, but we just keep going.
So, y'all, let's talk about the birthday cake.
Okay.
Have you ever had a tandem birthday cake with your mother? Have you ever had a shared birthday cake?
My mother's birthday is 7 months from mine.
Well, I just want to point out.
We never did any of that, my family. But nobody had birthdays around the same time.
I think birthday cake should be shared. I think one person should get theirs, and then you get the other person should have them.
I actually agree. But... this shows the kind of weirdness of Mike and his mom.
And the codependency. That she needed to make her birthday also about his birthday. And his birthday was last week.
And there were so many candles on it. I know that bothers you.
It bothered me a lot. Because you know how I am, you guys. After about 16, maybe 18 candles, it should just be a representative number.
It's also was, y'all, they didn't cut the cake. They just put the cake
down. No, they didn't cut the cake.
And Mike and Natalie cheers with forks, and then they both just ate into the cake. And you know what this was all about?
Disgusting.
This was all about Trish making Natalie feel not part of the family.
Totally. And trying to make her eat cake. I guarantee you they will force feed her to eat mashed potatoes in the next episode.
Trish is going to already pick up that she has eating issues.
Oh yeah.
She's going
to in the teaser they go to a butcher shop.
Oh yeah. So Trish is going to plan. This cake is a metaphor of fuck you. I want you out of my son's
fuck
life.
Fuck you, Ukrainian girl.
Yep.
Here you go.
Yep. It's really,
y'all,
really gross.
I hate to say it.
Basically, Mike, you know why Mike came to Oklahoma? For his mother to do his dirty work.
Yep.
Because he can't break up with her because he's a spineless piece of
but
shit.
But I don't, it's not that I want to defend him when I say this. I don't think he is aware of any of this. I don't think he's actively.
I think there's a lot of not awareness, but I don't think.
Because I don't, you know why? I don't think he's smart enough.
And he's an idiot. He's an adult.
And he even listens to his own inner voice about things.
I don't think you're wrong. And also, I don't fucking care at this point.
Yep.
He's been on the show. He's had Sean Robinson fucking ask him.
Right.
Like, everyone has asked him. He's seen us. Such people are saying, why do you gaslight her? And he's not an idiot. He still could go, huh, is there something I need to process here or learn about? But he's just sitting in his own fucking ignorant privilege and not going to learn a thing.
I don't think gaslighters can learn. I think unless you have to be radically altered your whole structure, because it's all about making people feel lesser than you.
No,
are.
Yeah, it's true.
I want to point out, just to talk about some of the mommy issues going on. He's saying he still calls her mommy. Wow.
I'm still thinking of a pig being rubbed on Trish's vulva. I don't know how we got there, and I apologize. I really apologize, everybody. That was,
and the song that she sings to them. Each pig has a song.
Each one, y'all. It takes.
She for, has. She
it
has,
takes 10 hours.
She
to
has
say
70, 785 yeah, yeah. songs.
It's a long day.
And then so she's but this idea of talking of joining his birthday, and all I can think of is like the issues and like. Oedipus called and wants his complex back.
Yes.
It's bad.
It's bad. It's bad.
And
it's bad.
Ugh, Jesus.
I will be so glad when we're not talking about them anymore. But
right.
Sadly.
Let's talk about this dinner where.
Sadly, we're on episode 5.
Where, I know. So she says, my favorite thing is when Natalie just starts throwing out truth bombs. And I think she's tired. I think she is over it.
Yes.
But this is not the time to do it. I think the thing I want to tell, if I would have to strategize with Natalie, I would say, honey, we have to pick and choose the moments where we show what we
yes.
really feel.
Yes.
Because
yes.
with this person, you can't do that, especially in front of their mom.
But Natalie... I don't even think it's like a language thing. I don't think Natalie, it's interesting that she's an actor because she doesn't get and doesn't live any of her life in any subtextual type of ways
no.
at all.
No.
And so she doesn't have.
It's all full out text.
It's no.
Everything I say is text.
And it's no street smart or an awareness mm-hmm. of, hey, these people are feeling this way. Maybe I should say this. Maybe this is a good time. She's got none of that.
No. And I feel like a lot of, and everything that she does do when she is trying to like either get someone to be on her side feels just false. And it's easy to see through.
Yeah.
And she turns into, now I'm acting. Look yeah. at me.
I mean, don't get us wrong. She's fucking crazy.
Yeah. And Mike falls for it. That's the other thing.
Mike fell for
yeah.
her. Mike fell for because he
and her gigantic Ukrainian boobies.
He fell for her boobs, her eyes, and her, quote, exoticism that she is someone mm-hmm. that he's. Because, y'all, American women don't date Mike.
No.
Because Mike's a loser.
Mike's a loser.
And so he gets her, and suddenly everybody's like, Mike, how did you get this woman?
Yep. When she say basically in the confession, she says, we were talking about how you like Squim, and she's like, no, I don't like it at all. I want to socialize. I want to proceed in my career. And she says in her confessional, I was a journalist and actress and I did modeling and the mom basically says, well, you were talking about translation, which is, I'm sure, something that he's planted in my, she's planted in Mike's ear to keep telling her.
To keep telling her.
And so this is going to sound like a direct attack. And so this is the thing. I think Trish is almost more of a gaslighter than
Mike. Where do you think Mike learned it from?
Exactly.
Yep.
But he's bad at it.
He's bad. She's
genius.
Mike's an idiot.
Yeah.
Trish is not
and
stupid.
And Trish says, and she's like, well, I thought about it, but I need to do what I need to do. And I
need
to
laugh. And then she just
because
says,
I only have one life.
Yeah. I deserve to be happy.
And everyone, and her mom went, okay. Now, what Trish has just done is a genius gambit.
Oh.
She's made Mike see that Natalie, it was rude to her.
Yep.
By just asking a normal question.
She goes, okay, well, I'll show you where you're sleeping.
Yeah. And then above the bed is the phrase, in word art purgatory. Home means mom. Mom means love. Home means mom. Mom means love.
Y'all.
Yo, hey, babes. Momo's tuned.
Momo. She put that up before they came.
Probably.
She put it up before they came. That is not hanging in her house.
Y'all, if you did not feel the apprehensive about being in this house and however you feel about
Natalie,
I
feel like the others are going to show up and just start killing
if
them.
If you did not feel something in the pit of your stomach when Natalie came into this house.
It's so bad. It made me feel sorry for Natalie.
I know that's why. Exactly.
Natalie had no idea what she was walking
into.
None.
That's all I've got about them.
Shall we move on to our last?
Yes.
Our last couple.
Brandon and the Great Night Monster.
Brandon and Julia.
Y'all are going to meet Melanie.
Melanie and her boyfriend. What's his name?
Taylor. TJ. Sorry.
TJ.
It looks like a Taylor. It looks like a typical Southern boy. Yeah. But with a long hair.
Yeah. And y'all.
It's nice.
It's a big mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a big dick.
It's nice.
It's big. So Brand's like, we're going to meet Melanie. And Julie goes, yeah.
So fun.
So they're going to do that. And so Julie says to Brandon, she's like, I don't like beer. Why do you take me to a... They get there. It's a brewery. She's like, why do you take me? I don't like beer. Why do you even send me?
I thought they had a cocktail set up.
And she says, I guess Melanie likes beer. And that's why you came to this place.
Y'all, this would be a nightmare in a relationship.
Oh, I'm telling you now, after seeing this, I don't think they'll make it. I think they'll get divorced down the road. Not now, but...
I don't think how anyone can put up with that. That constant... and it's all anger that's coming out of fear that he's dating someone else.
Oh, yes. It's
or would go with someone else. She doesn't trust him. And he says, no, I trust you. I do not trust women because you are incapable of falling for women wiles.
Exactly.
You know?
And so they're sitting there waiting for them. And then y'all, Melanie and TJ show up.
She's cute. She's really
very
cute.
Brandon smiles. Julia is just stone-faced.
Stone-faced. Y'all, if your new girlfriend meets, even if it's an old girlfriend or a friend of yours that's of the same sex and behaves like this, good God.
Now,
what do you even do?
I do feel like Melanie kind of showed her ass a little bit. I didn't agree with some of the things Melanie did. Yeah,
later on, yes.
But later on.
But at the very beginning.
At the very beginning, Julia was horrible.
I think that was a complete reaction to Julia.
I think so. That's what I thought. I think it is a reaction. And so, and Melanie says on the camera, she says testimony, she's like, this is the first time. And she said, I thought they were together. And I found out they were together through social media. So I just wanted to meet her and see how he is. And so she sits down there and Melanie's like, so... Hi, and they're like, hi. Melanie's like, so did you meet his parents?
She's like, yeah, we live with them. And she's like, oh, you guys are out on the farm. And she's like, you have been to a farm.
And you know what?
You've been to the farm with she.
I
she
feel
says.
Like before we go for any more further with this, this would be best show in a section we like to call Reality Gaze Theater.
I like the low stuff there.
Thanks.
This will compete with my stuff.
Won't ever do it again. Won't ever do it again. This, unlike the Pick Theater, is not going to be complicated at all.
No.
I'm just going to be playing two roles of Brandon and Melanie.
I'll be playing Julia.
And Poodle will be inhabiting the role, because to play Julia takes a lot. I fully admit it takes a lot. It
takes white hot rage.
So and Poodle's got that.
I've got that. Spades.
For days. For days.
What are you?
Y'all, we're back. I had a pee real bad, and I just got up in the middle
of
turning.
To pee.
Well, you're going to have to wait now. So anyway,
fine.
Yes, Poodle has white hot rage. Okay. This is our theater. Are you ready?
This is our theater.
And so imagine, picture it.
They're sitting.
God, I miss him.
I know.
And they're sitting there, and the waitress just left and took the order. And scene.
So hi, yeah. So it's so interesting how you both met, you know?
What is interesting about it? The way we meet and now we're here with you. And you're in past.
So, okay.
I know.
So you met his parents. Like,
live at the farm. I feed animal.
Oh, you've been to the farm. Oh, so you met Hootie and then Tootie. The two pigs.
So you know, Randall. Name.
Yeah, and then Randall, the pig.
What else do you know? Do you know what name he's called? Penis?
I wouldn't call it Winky Dinky, that's for sure. Wouldn't call it that.
What else do you know?
This is Brandon. I'm just going to sit here and let this happen like an idiot. Yeah, okay, sure. So, yeah, the farm's great. That's so great. So, you know, that's wonderful. I just wanted, how did you meet? I just don't know a lot.
It doesn't matter how we meet. We are present now. We are married. There's no time for a girl like you.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Do you like beer? Oh.
No, I hate beer.
No, Brandon, I love beer.
Yeah, I bet. I bet you loved a lot of beer. What else have you done with him with beer?
TJ doesn't like beer, but I love beer.
Well, maybe you and me go have some non-beer together. Okay. What do you say about that? Do you want me to do that with your boyfriend like you do with mine?
Maybe. Brandon, remember when we snuck into our parents' liquor cabinet? We had that wild...
What is this fucking shit?
That wild turkey. Woo! Gobble, gobble.
No, I'm out. Remember? I'm not listening. No. We're just friends.
Brandon, take off your shirt. We're just friends.
No.
Brandon, get away from me. I just want to suck your nipple one more time, Brandon. Please, Brandon. And scene. Y'all, Melanie wants to fuck Brandon.
No. No, she doesn't. No, you're incorrect.
The questioning she asked sounded like someone who was just to piss off.
That was all. But
why
to
would
piss
she
off.
Care? Why would she care?
Because Julia's being making an ass of herself, and she's trying to wind her up.
Maybe just because she's young, and I'm just older, and I'd be like, "You're crazy," and leave it alone. But she really
because she came at her, and now she wants revenge.
Because Melanie then really went in and then said, she said to Julia's face, she's like, "Boy, I feel like y'all really rushed into this. I mean, we've been together 4 years and we're not even married.
That's everyone the producers say. Says that that's producer.
Did you do this?
That's
did
producer
you, but
initiated.
Still, it was a very... Did I, you just do this to get your visa?
And that's every producer.
It is every producer.
So I did not think she wants to fuck him at all. I think it is all her... Julia came off really nasty to her.
She really did come off nasty. Horrible.
And so she was going to get back at him.
You actually played her a little kinder than she was.
I know
was.
I did. And she kind of found... I'm actually not as mean as Julia is.
No. You're very kind.
I'm a very kind person. Nice. But she knew... She sensed what Julia's weakness was, and she used it against her. That's what
yeah,
she did.
Yeah, that's what she did. Melanie's like, I was trying to be nice, but after seeing her behavior tonight, and then Melanie says, Melanie didn't bring this up, but I think she did have it out for her a little bit, because Melanie brings up, she said, and just knowing that she's a go-go dancer, and I was like, oh,
yeah,
come
this
on,
was
fuck
all,
you.
This was, that was when she lost all credibility for me.
When she said, I was like, come on, that has nothing to do.
She's
I saw
a
lot of red
she's
flags.
Just a small-town, narrow-minded girl.
It's true, because where we're from... Oh, my gosh.
They'd have a real problem with that.
If you married a woman who was a go-go dancer, what would your mother do? She'd probably go,
yay, it's a woman. Beggars can't be choosers. Well, it's nice to meet you, Nadia. Hopefully those are childbearing hips.
That's all Mother Poodle would care about. My mom would, too.
And you've had... sexually transmitted diseases in the past.
Fine.
Well, that's fine as long as you don't have any now. Some scarring, it's fine. We'll get that.
That's fine, Dorita. I have sex with as many people as you want.
I see a couple of bullet holes.
Well, yeah.
But I'm sure you'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
In bed with the Russian mob?
Sure.
As long as they don't know where you are.
Dorita, do you mind if Matthew sings musical theater? Okay,
Dorita?
That's fine. I just
are
made
you
up
coming
a name.
Up with the name of Doritos? Dorita?
I just came up with the name.
Dorita?
Dorita. But now I do want Doritos, so maybe that's subconscious.
Do you know what the biggest injustice was of this scene?
What?
The fact that there was a plate of fries brought over and no one touched them. Did you notice that?
I did not notice
now,
that.
Now, they did not look good fries. They were not seasoned. They were just kind of steak fries. But there was a whole thing and no one ate the fries. If I was there, I would have just been out sitting there eating. You would have seen them fighting and it'd be like me going... I would have been the friend just
can I get
eating.
Some ketchup, please. Thank
exactly.
you.
Exactly.
No, you know, make it ranch. We're just going to do that.
Do you need any like zap sauce? No, anything with a little spice in it? Can I get a side of chicken wings while you're at it?
Mozzarella sticks.
Fried pickles? Got any? Ooh, God, I love a fried pickle.
Ooh, I got the giggles.
Anyway, Brandon should have shut all that down.
That's it. Again,
so
Brandon should have shut it down. And Julia said, if I get green card, why would I tell you?
Yep. She leaves, you guys. He chases after her. She says, take me home.
She says, I feel like it's none of your business.
Yeah. Now, I will say, when Melanie started going after Julia, that's when
Brandon
should have
stepped in.
But
Brandon,
he didn't.
But he didn't. And then instead, he didn't step in at all. And then Julia goes out to their car, and he follows her. And he's basically just says, why the fuck are you acting like that? Completely.
You embarrassed me in front of my friends.
And if he had said, like, wow, she acted really terribly to you.
Yeah.
Julia would have been gone, what? I'm so sorry. And it would have.
I don't know if she would have completely... forgiven him that.
Oh, no, never.
But
at least he could have maybe kind of talked to her about her jealous behavior.
But instead of shaming her for it, which really is just covering it over with dirt, throwing dirt on top of it.
You know what this made me excited about? She's going to get red for filth for this on the tell-all. They're going to come for... Yara is going to fucking come for her for this on the tell-all. Oh, my God. Maybe that's why they put them in the same season, is I realize we're going to have Brandon or Julia and Yara on a tell-all.
And we're going to have Angela. We're going to have Angela with Julia.
Oh. And Libby.
And we're going to have Kalani.
This is going to be a good tell-all.
They're going to tear her to pieces.
I bet this is going to be a three-parter. Oh, my God.
Let's hope not. They're going to tear her to pieces. And actually, you know what? Angela might defend Julia.
Going to totally agree with Julia.
That she will.
Natalie, oh, I understand.
Woman, man cannot have friend girl.
Yeah, she will.
Oh, this is fun.
That's all I've got.
That's all I got, too.
Yeah. That's the show.
That's all I got for you today.
That's not a song.
That's it's all I got. It's a sad song. This is Reality Gaze.
Good job.
We talked about some people, talked about some pigs, talked about some dicks, and we did some digs on Trish. That's Reality Gaze.
Had to end it. I'm sorry. I was watching my neighbor shake out her her tablecloth.
Wow.
Classless.
Classless. Y'all, you can go to Reality Gaze. We should have a closing song like Carol Burnett. Why don't we?
We've got enough to do.
It's true.
Jesus Christ.
Go to realitygazepodcast.com, y'all, and you can see all of our other shows. Extreme Sisters. Poodle enjoyed the last episode.
I don't know if enjoyed is the right phrase.
Ooh, it's going
to
be good.
I liked it better. How about that?
You can go to Instagram, realitygazepodcast. We just had a Sissy Christina is killing it on the memes. We just had a Dildo Swaggins meme. She's wonderful. Thank you, Sissy Christina. We're also, you can jump into our Reality Gaze extra content. That's the Patreon and the Supercast. If you want to jump in on the $5 tier, that's for the people.
Classic,
and we're doing Happily Ever After season one right now.
With Muhammad and Danielle Muhammad and Brett Dia, Russ and Powell.
Russ and Powell, they're trying to move to Miami. Alexi and Lauren are planning their wedding.
They're going
in
to Israel.
So, and she's stressed out because it's got to be the perfect wedding. So anyway, y'all, but we are having fun with that. So that's at the $5 tier. And then we're going to have Smothered is coming back.
May 31st.
May 3rd. Y'all, is that next week?
Yeah.
That is, oh my gosh. We're going to have Extreme Sisters and Smothered at the same time.
Oh, God. No, it's 2 weeks because this is the 22nd right now.
All
right.
As always, we'll drop an episode of that on the tier, this tier for y'all to try before you buy, but that'll be on the $8 tier of our podcast. And if you want this show commercial free, you can jump to the $8 tier on our extra content.
Ad free for your pleasure.
It's true. And then for our intimate, for our gay trends that are on the 15th, thank you, intimate portraiters, for watching us today. We call these people lonely hearts, Poodle, because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places.
Yes. And if you are a man and you cannot have a friend girl.
Sorry.
Call us.
Hey, I'm back. Mortimer, where'd you go?
I'm here too.
Oh, okay.
I think I want to talk about.
Oh,
I want to talk about my financial platform.
Oh, okay. Let's do it.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style?
Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.